Be still and know. According to all worldly estimates, Solomon was the most successful man of his time. Yet he complains of vexation and disappointment. He was not the only successful man to utter such a complaint, writes columnist John R. Gunn. Rarely, if ever, does success yield the satisfactions that were anticipated. Ask any successful man you know. He will probably tell you that there is truth in the saying, "Walters." Do you remember the master's parable of the so-called successful man? We have a description of this man in Christ's own words. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. The world says of such a man, you are a great success. But God said to him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Every normal man aspires to succeed in his chosen career, and that's a healthy ambition. But there are two things to remember. First, the game must be played according to the rules, or the prize will be a reproach. Second, there are no abiding satisfactions in life, except they are found in the deeper things of the Spirit. Success in your chosen field is a good and fine thing to strive for. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Ecclesiastes. I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit.